WU2TN0TR. Good morning, Rusty. I guess it's morning, 11:49, yes.
Yeah, it's still morning, and I hadn't talked to you in a few days, and I thought I'd holler. I hollered at you yesterday and the day before and didn't get an answer, so I thought I'd try today. And what you been up to?
I haven't been too mobile. My back's been hurting me bad, but we did go up to Black Rock and pick up some chickens yesterday, and then mostly Bernice, but me too. We worked out in the chicken pen the rest of the day at about 6 o'clock last night, Rusty, so I really wasn't on the radio, but thanks for trying.
For my friend, and all. With everything, the weather, the way it's been, and all this other crap that's been going on, I just thought I'd, you know, check up on you and see how you were doing.
4 inches of rain, precisely, and, man, it really come down. And not a whole lot else. Chad come over and helped me out a little bit on the chicken pen there with some guards for the fans. I wanted to keep the water off of them so it wouldn't suck it in. And Bernice has been out in the outside now for, an hour and a half, I guess. I've been sitting here filling my pill boxes and reading about the new class of nuclear submarines.
I've not seen anything or heard anything about that lately, so I guess that's, they're always developing something new. Yeah, well, I got over 2 days. I got 2.5 inches of rain one day and 1.5 inches the other. So I got about 4 inches of rain myself. Actually, a little bit more than that. It came in total. So anyway, but just running out to do a couple errands. Got to go to Wally World, pick up a few things, then by the grocery store a few things, and then back to the house. So gonna try to work some RTTY and some PSK this afternoon on 20 meters. And do a little of that, and was trying some CW the other day, and wasn't getting enough output to get to the guy, or couldn't get through the break through the pileup that was working this guy. So, that's the way it goes, you know.
I tried some sideband there last night. I wasn't on the radio very long. It was about, 9:30 or 10:30. There's a kilowatt one alpha. It's a Memorial Day station that's on there, I think, every year, and about 4, 5, 6 times of that, and I said, to heck with it. He was a very good operator, but he was over in Texas, and usually that's very easy to contact Texas, but there was a pileup on it, and I don't like sideband pileups, so I went back over to CW, and I needed to complete a page there to get a new page on my paper logs, and worked a guy up in Prince Edward Island, and I don't know where the other one was at right now, but I did work one in Mongolia the other day that I'd worked on 20, but I wanted him for a band filler on 15, and it is the CQ Worldwide CW World Prefix Contest going on right now, so there's a plethora of stations out there on CW, Rusty. This is N0TR.
Well, I may have to get things set up when I get home and see what's working and see if I can work some folks and all. And that works out good, and gets things going like I need it, so I'll try that when I get home. Idiot pulling out in front of me, slides out in traffic where there's traffic coming at him, and on the side he comes out of this parking lot, just eases across 4 lanes. That'll get you hit right quick. And also, yeah, I may do that. I didn't know that was on this afternoon. I didn't even look at my calendar to see what was on this weekend. And I know coming up, starting sometime after the first of next, during January or during June, they're going to do some kind of trail, where one of the explorers went there working his things, and there's 16 stations going to be on for that.
Working on your last one, I had it loud.
Who was one of the explorers, earlier explorers, in up in the northeast and all that. Had a lot of trails named after him. I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, they're doing an event in June. There's 16 stations, and you'll be able to work them all and get some nice certificates out of it.
Roger. Yeah, I don't know who all's going to be on. I was trying to start a new window here. There we go. I was going to look up there and see if there was anything going on, particularly wild. That sounds good. There's usually a lot of submarines and stuff like that on. Yeah, that K1A station's on 14245 right now. But as I said, it was jammed up last night. I see mostly European stations on the this is side. And that usually means there's not much U.S. propagation yet. There is one station I was interested in. It's 9 November in Nepal has been on lately. And I don't have that one, but I couldn't hear him the other night to even try to work him. But supposedly he's talking to a German station right now, which means nothing to us, but he's on 14054. But maybe later, it's a 9 November, he might start coming in on this side of the pond.
Get some more of that stuff. That's the Lewis and Clark Expedition Trail is what they're gonna, later in June. So anyway, well, I've arrived here at the place which I was intending to arrive, and I found a parking place, which I don't have to walk a half a mile to get into the store. Let me go in here and pick up the few items I came to get from Wally World and get out of here. And I hate being in this place, but there's some things that I can't get anywhere else at the price I can get them here. So we'll catch you in a little bit. You tell Bernice to be careful out there on that. It's not hot as yet. It's up to 74 out there, but it's supposed to hit 80-something today. Talk to you later. N0TRW2T.
Yeah, I'm not going too fast. I couldn't get to sleep till 1 o'clock last night. That's late for me. So I better head out there. You have a nice day. Good talking to you, and thanks for the call. W2T, N0TR, clear.